The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In the past 3 years, there have been just 71 fines issued to motorists for dangerously overtaking cyclists. Dublin Cycling Campaign has criticised the lack of enforcement and is calling for people to be allowed to submit footage of law-breaking motorists to aid Garda investigations. For more on this, we're joined by Green Party Dublin City Councillor Donna Cooney. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. A cold, frosty morning, but hope you're keeping warm.
And hope all of those who are on two wheels are keeping safe as well. The roads can be very slippery in these circumstances. Anyway, it seems an extremely low figure for 3 years of activity.
It does. And I mean, what particularly concerning is this year with only 14. I mean, I could personally give those out in 2 weeks. I find people dangerously overpass at least, once a day on a journey, into the city centre and back. And so I can't understand those figures. I'd love to see none, I'd love to see no fines be given out because there wasn't any dangerous overtaking. And that to me would be really good because the message had come across and people were being considerate. Okay. And also because you could
traffic,
which would be even better.
you don't believe the decrease in the number of fines has anything to do with better motorist behaviour?
No, because I mean, I cycle. I use multiple modes of transport, but when I cycle, I find that drivers, the odd driver will actually vary. Only yesterday, in fact, I was on my way up to Santry for a meeting, and I couldn't go close to the edge because I had to go around parked cars. And a car can right up beside me. But, I mean, he'd also endanger themselves because they went right over the other side of the road, literally, And I got up to them then at the traffic lights, and they were just one ahead of me at the traffic lights. So I was like, why did you do that? You endangered me. You endangered other road users because they actually crossed right over to the other side of the road. And if I was, if I could have done a citizen's fine thing, that person would have been fine. But that's a regular occurrence. I've spoken to guards that are on bikes.
The truth of it is the way our city, particularly the inner city, is built, and it's an inheritance, if you like, from a bygone era. What we're trying to do to have dedicated cycle lanes and then dedicated bus lanes and then lanes for other traffic. And, people can give out about the private car, but, the man in the white van or the woman in the white van has got to go about their business as well. Deliveries have to happen and so on and so forth. It's very difficult maybe to do the avoiding measure. You've got to be a metre or whatever, or a metre and a half, depending on the location and the speed and so on. You might be wandering over into someone else's space coming in the opposite direction in trying to do the evasive manoeuvre. You'd say, well, why don't you stop and allow the cyclist to proceed?
It's about patience because, it's about, you don't necessarily get somewhere any quicker, by overtaking anyway. You could just find that you're up at the next set of traffic lights, a couple of metres ahead. So, it's never worth taking. And basically, you're endangering another person's life by doing that. So it really isn't worth it. You don't actually save that much time. And the more people that can cycle safely, if you look at it this way, the more people that can cycle safely, that can choose an option to cycle, leave their car at home and go out on the bike, means that the people that actually have to drive have more space on the road, because we're not going to make the roads any wider. They've been designed that way. Housing, and even if you did make them wider, it would just fill up with traffic. I mean, that's the science of it. But if you can actually make it safer for people to cycle that can do and choose to do that, then there's going to be more road space available for those that do need to drive.
I saw someone put up online a trip on a bicycle using bike lanes and so on, and it was actually educational to see how many people just park in the bicycle lanes, forcing the bike out into the traffic, which is unconscionable. And you wonder, what about enforcement there? But one of the ideas of the Dublin Cycling Campaign is that this portal would be made available where people could put their footage from, you know, their GoPros or whatever it is they're using, their dash cams, I don't know what you call it on a bike, often there might be head cams, GoPros, to make it available to the Gardaí to help them with their inquiries.
Yes, well, I mean, I've seen similar, say, for dangerous and, you know, and illegal parking in other cities, you know, in Europe. I think even in London, I think there were actually some of them that were giving people, some sort of payment for being good citizens reporting these type of things. So, I mean, any measure that can work, because, I mean, I think that the guards are overstretched in terms of being able to enforce this type of thing. We'd like to see them, you know, we'd like to see more enforcement, but, I mean, they can't be everywhere at every time. And, you know, I think the more, you know, reporting that goes on, the more awareness is.
Now here's the issue, Donna. And I anticipated that there would be a flood of alternative views. And, you know, one of the objections to the GoPro or dash cam, whatever footage being made available to the Gardaí, is that if you do see bad behaviour on the part of a cyclist, there's no identification. If you see bad behaviour on the part of a motorist, there's the registration number of the car. That motorist can be found. The cyclist can never be found. So it would be, if you like, not a very level playing pitch.
The same with the pedestrian, you know. Same with any person, you know. There isn't a need to identify on a bicycle because it's not required.
Okay. Any need for identification? Why would there not be a need for someone, say, on an electric bike or a very fit cyclist, or someone on a scooter who's travelling at, you know, a speed that would be close to the speed limit and maybe even beyond it in Dublin's inner city? Why would there not be a need to identify those people? But you can't, no matter how they break the law, you can't identify them.
The e-bikes on this earth, it can't go any more than 25 kilometres.
I'm not talking about the e-bikes. I'm talking about the ordinary Joe citizen or Josephine citizen who whizzes around the place on a scooter, on an electric bike, or even on a regular bike at an excessive speed or on a footpath or whatever. They offend. There's no way to identify them. Even if you did get GoPro footage of them, no way to identify them. So you have, on the one hand, you've got cyclists with their GoPros targeting the motorist who's identified by the reg of their car. On the other hand, bad behaviour on the part of a cyclist, and that cyclist can never, or scooterist, can never be identified. How is that fair?
Well, it is. Well, it's because that's the Road Traffic Act. There's a reason that people in cars
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the law.
And registration, because you're you can't have people going around in cars with no identification, you know, on them, no tax.
No, I'm not suggesting that. And you know, Donna, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting quite the opposite, that everybody is in it identifiable. Don't forget, in this country, you don't even have to carry an ID, unlike every developed country in the civilized world. You know, you're stopped, it shows your ID, thank you son, off you go. In this country, for some reason, you don't have to be able to identify yourself, which is, I think, quite bizarre.
Well, I see the guards stopping people on scooters all the time, you know,
and they can just lie to them. They just lie to them. My name is Donna, and I live in Phibsborough.
Speaking, some I don't think the people, I don't think we've I don't think people in Ireland want to have to carry around ID all the time, but most people have some form of student ID or some sort of form of ID, their bank cards or something like that.
They don't have to show it unless they're a motorist.
I mean, next thing, I mean, pedestrians, everybody has to. I mean, it's shifting the blame, I suppose. In this case, we're talking about people that are dangerously overtaking, you know, cyclists. And then we shift it to somehow, you know, because there might be a small number of people that, you know, use active transport that might do so dangerously. They're only endangering themselves than anything, you know, but if they're going too fast or going, you know, not going safely.
Let me just share You quoted your experience of
has there been
seeing
one,
far more,
you know, one death in Ireland or you know from
yes, there has from a cyclist, there has, killing a pedestrian. Happened on Merrion Row some years ago. Someone coming the wrong way up a one way. Okay, so it did happen. Anyway, look, I'll read some
anyway,
of the texts.
So let's not go into that. But anyway, I'll listen to them.
I'm on the road all around Dublin. I'm yet to see a cyclist adhering to staying beside the footpath to signal or even look behind them before swerving out onto the road. I will always leave room for cyclists, but they're responsible for their own safety too. Not just me. I'm not the only one responsible for their safety. That's from Simon. Please ask this Green Party representative how many fines have been issued to cyclists over the same three-year period for no lights, cycling without proper regard for other road users, braking lights, drunk cycling and or braking lights while doing so. Until there's a level playing field, I'm sorry to say that motorists have had enough of the majority of cyclists on the road. We are sick to death listening to cyclists and being affected by their total disregard for everyone else on the road. That's from Jason. More people wondering how many fines have been given out for cyclists going through red lights. I see it all the time. Very dangerous for cyclists themselves and for motorists. No fines either for cyclists for having no bike lights. They should be required to have high-vis jackets. Let's have reg plates on bicycles so motorists can identify and report law-breaking cyclists. As both a driver and a cyclist, the law is idiotic, unenforceable, unless you have a cop with a camera in every car and on every bike. Overtaking bicycles can be very difficult in the city centre, but cyclists undertaking vehicles is just as dangerous. Why must cyclists be first to the traffic lights? Why can't they queue in traffic like other road users? And you know that happens, bikes squeeze their way through.
Yeah, there's a space often up the front for the cyclists. You know, you'll see even the lines there and you'll see a painted place for cyclists to go because it's safer, because if cars are turning left, or even they're in the middle lane and they go in to turn left and they go across a cyclist. So it's a very dangerous space to be, basically in the middle of traffic. You know, you're not in a metal box. You're just there and you don't have armor around you. So, you know, it's a very nervous place to be. Obviously, we don't want to have, people mixing in traffic. What we do want to have is segregated cycleways.
There are a number proposed, I believe, and is it true that the council is going to get details of the new proposals? There's going to be one Prospect Way, Harold's Cross to Ballymount, Kilmainham to Thomas Street, Rathmines to Milltown. That seems to be the stuff that's on the cards.
I was looking at one from Bayside to Northside Shopping Centre yesterday. That's the meeting I was going up to talk about possible cycleways and a greenway and to Santry and everything. So it's happening, and there will be segregated cycleways, but there will always be a case where there's small roads going up to schools and shops and things like that. And you're talking about people of all ages cycling, you're talking about young children, and you're talking about people in their 90s, you know, and people on adapted bicycles. So there has to be a level of, these are people, we're all people, and most people that cycle that are adults also drive sometimes. So this divide between people and this either, and that rhetoric is a dangerous sort of rhetoric, because it sort of desensitizes people to the fact that this is your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your people in every family. There are people, you know, that cycle.
No, it is very hazardous to cycle. There's no question. But, you know, when we were kids, we were taught by my father, hand signals indicating where you're going. There was a certain protocol about, you know, you're always told look behind you. Look behind you before you make a maneuver, which maybe some people are not capable of doing. You know, they don't feel confident enough on a bike.
I agree with you. I think that training for cycling is really important. And, I mean, I've been doing that in the school, and we did a sort of, you know, with the train the trainer, and you work with children with this, you know, and you give them like little, you know, stars and stiffs when they've crossed various things. So you start off with your balancing, you play games around the old days. So you're doing it off-road, you know, and then I think that we should be bringing that in every school. I know Dublin City Council are doing it in some schools, but, and I know, you know, there is a sort of, you know,
when you're behind a cyclist, you're expected to read their mind. from behind as to what they're going to do. They don't signal.
I think it's
suddenly they veer out. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think, as they say, you know, when you're driving and you're learning to drive, that you're actually supposed to expect unpredictability around people, because you don't know. You should be like driving as if a child could suddenly, a ball could go across and they could run across the road, that you need to be able to be aware and alert of all these things.
Your message is cyclists can do what they like, but motorists who have to pass a test
and so on.
No,
I'm saying that,
have all the responsibility.
You know yourself, Pat, when you learn to drive, that is one of the things you've been told. Sure. Is that you must be alert to any unpredictability, because things can happen. People could, you know, something could happen and somebody could, you know, go into a verge or a something and fall. You know what I mean? It happens, you know, things happen. So you do need to be alert to any probability when you're in a car, because if you, you know, if you hit somebody, you know, badly injured or kill a person. So you do need to be alert as a driver, and that's the training that people train when you know, if you're a responsible driver. And most people are very, very responsible.
The last thing anyone
drivers,
would want
you know?
To do, the last thing anyone would want to do would be
to
cause harm to a cyclist.
You
absolutely.
Hurt somebody. You know, I mean, who wants to do that? I
the
mean,
devastation it would leave
most,
you with if you harmed somebody.
The devastation
would be
it would. You know, if
terrible.
Anybody has actually caused an injury to another person, you know, it's you know, so it's going to impact that person as well. So, I mean, we all want to get around from A to B to C. We're all people in the end of the day. And, you know, and we just want our roads to be safe.
Right,
and sometimes it is a... Yep.
We leave it there. We ventilated it well, I think. Councillor Donna Cooney, Green Party, Dublin City Councillor.